This is half the participation rate as when Said was the first elected in 2019. And while it's comparable with the participation rate when the new constitutional referendum, which is that constitution Said wrote himself, passed, a little better than the 11% turnout for the last legislative elections, which were, I think, the second lowest in the history of modern democracies or modern voting. And so there's a general disgust of Tunisians with politics. And so they're either voting with Said because there's their disgust, or they're just not voting because they're disgusted. I must have talked with, you know, well over 100 people coming into Tunisia and around. And most of the people I talked to weren't voting. Now, the ones that were voting, only a few were voting for the opposition candidates, because the three viable opposition candidates were all excluded. Nine candidates had various legal actions against them. Several were in jail. A total of 17 were excluded, and the two they allowed, two they put one in jail.
The president, Kais Saied, he imprisoned two of his main opponents earlier, like you mentioned, including a businessman. What can you tell us about those two men?
So all of these were trumped up charges. They were all invented. All the, you know, judicial and human rights and press organizations said so. And it's just part of a systematic effort by the police in Tunisia to execute the president's wishes by muzzling the opposition. There are over 170 political prisoners now. Over 1,000 people have been arrested and detained since the coup, and the entire parliament shut down and replaced with a yes-man parliament under new rules that allows them to control the parliament. And so no one takes the charges seriously.
You know, civil society leaders, lawyers, journalists, others have called this election a sham. Does the outside world see it that way? And if so, will there be any repercussions, do you think, for Said?
Those that pay attention do. Most don't pay attention. You know, Tunisia is rather inconsequential in world affairs. And that's a long descent from the Tunisia that won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2015 after the historic saving of democracy in the 2013-14 period, becoming the only Arab democracy and the only very successful outcome of the Arab Spring. But because of the personality and style of the president, and I've met with senior officials from several governments here, including our own, because of the his style, they don't see any reason to push him harder or try to get him to change course, because he's not listening.
You're there in Tunis, and you were just driving around in your car, you told me just a few minutes ago. What is it like on the streets? Are most people celebrating?
Nope, didn't see any celebrations at all. I saw some reported in the news, but I was downtown all around, so it's as if the election hadn't happened. And interestingly, you know, I was an observer in the 11 and 14 elections, and, you know, there's usually, and has, you know, been around during the 19 elections, you know, 18 municipal elections, under which I saw a lot of the political campaign. There's usually a lot of paraphernalia and posters and leaflets and all of that, you know, the day after the election. Nothing. You would have no sense that an election had happened at all. In fact, a lot of international people remarked that it was interesting to have a presidential campaign without a campaign.